Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and we're live today. We are. My voice is kind of giving out on me a little bit today. That's how much talking I've been doing today. But anyway, it's Monday, August 30th, 2021. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Just great, great, great. And
I had a great weekend. Got to be around a lot of good people. Had a great time. Glad back with you today, though.
All right. Good. Good you're here, too. I took a little bit of a break, too. I figured, hey, if everybody's taking breaks, I may as well, too.
Well, I didn't take a break. I drove 9 hours one way and spent 2 days and preached and drove back.
Oh,
I didn't get a break.
Okay. Well, that's a break. That's a break. So I took a break,
too. It was a fun time. It was a fun time.
So I'm going to welcome us both back. And
all right.
Gold today, we're still holding 1,811 with some pressure on it, 590, $6 to the downside. Silver was up 2 pennies at 2,410. Platinum is down $5 at 1,011. And palladium was up $100 at 2,598. The USDX today is 92.68. Doesn't show there's any change, at least on my screen. The crude oil was up 26 cents at $69. And the paper markets today. Let's go to the paper markets. Come on. Let's go to the paper markets. Here we go. The Dow is down 55 points, 35,399. The S&P was up 19 points at 4,528. NASDAQ was up 136 points at 15,265. And so a lot of things going on, and, you know, eyes are still looking towards the inflation position that we are seeing with energy and, you know, with that hurricane down in the south. I heard reports on Bloomberg today that it really will affect gasoline prices considerably. Not quite sure how far across the country those increases will be. But certainly in an area where it's been hit, and I'm sure it'll be funneled. But I mean, they were talking significant prices on the for oil and for gasoline prices, and so kind of interesting that now at times like this we're even going to see higher prices for gasoline, and so it doesn't seem like there's any reprieve whatsoever, Butch.
No, it doesn't. And it's also interesting, I'm going to say coincidence, but I don't believe so, that this storm hit the exact same day that Katrina did 16 years ago. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And then this was a big one. This one of the biggest ones in history. It made the Mississippi River flow backward for a while. So this is a big one.
It was, and I don't think we've gotten too much of the damage reports. At least I haven't had a chance to look. We've been swamped today. No pun intended, swamped. But New Orleans, in darkness for weeks?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
What's this?
I don't know. I kind of find that hard to believe, but that it would be weeks, but it's going to be days before the extent of the damage that was been done to the power grids. And again, another power grid being hit by a storm in an area that should be well prepared. They should be well prepared for Cat 6, you'd think.
After Katrina, you think it will learn, wouldn't you?
You'd think. And all I heard about was some of the levees that were broken was because they weren't finished yet. They didn't have plants that were growing in order to, you know, keep the dirt in place and so forth, you know. And it's just like, you know, Butch, it's the same old story. And again, it's we talk about our infrastructure all the time and just how poor it truly is. And it's just another situation that confirms. And so there's a lot of areas in billions and billions of dollars that will be costing this area.
Yeah, lost money, lost and spent. You know, that they're not making it. This is going to cost billions of dollars for the city rebuild. And then, of course, money lost from businesses that are not going to be open and can't open. Who knows what's going to cost before this is all done?
Yeah.
You know, I really thought, and I didn't look into it, just maybe I should have, but I thought New Orleans after Katrina would have, you know, floodgates or walls up bigger than ever before. I don't know how that works. I really can't say whether you had time to do it or not, but 16 years is a long time to prepare for something. I would have thought they would have been ready.
You would think, and we still have to wait to see what all the damage that was done. It still has to be assessed, and so anyway, and it was interesting. There was one city in Louisiana, Sidel. I never heard of the little town until recently. Just last week, I have a customer. Well, the month of August, from Sidel, Louisiana. And I'm thinking, never heard of the town. And I sent him an email to see how he was faring. And they were actually in Florida, but he said it's going to be weeks before they'll be allowed back. So I guess it was hit pretty hard, but he is safe. So we have lots and lots and lots of customers and friends down in those areas. So I hope you've all been, hope you all stayed safe. And so far, I guess, Butch, there's only one death that has been accounted for.
If the Lord blesses us with that town being the only one, that's going to be a miracle in itself.
Yeah.
It is. Much as I like enjoying visiting places along the coast and along the beach, I do enjoy that. But that's one of the reasons I don't want to live right next to it. Things like that can't happen. And it happens pretty regular anymore.
Yeah, it does. It certainly does. So do tornadoes, and that can happen anywhere. So.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know,
we're blessed here in the hill. Tornadoes don't do too well here because they're too hilly. But down in the valleys in western part of the state, they've been known to hit.
Sure, absolutely. And so anyway, what's next?
Well, there's a lot of things happening. I want to tell the folks that I was obviously going the last couple of days. Went on the program with you. I was in Missouri, St. Charles, at a March Fest gathering. It's a great time. I want everybody to mention it's a great time. If you get a chance, go online. Look under Bards, Bards Fest. B-A-R-D-S, this is going to be B-A-R-D-S-F-M.com, B-A-R-D-S-F-M.com, and check it out. I think you enjoy what you see, but I got to talk to a lot of wonderful people, and I enjoy this so much. I know people listening to this program are listening right now also because they told me they hear me on your broadcast, so I want to say hello to those folks. You know, Melody, it's an honor to travel like that, and people come in from all the country, Texas and Oregon and all the place, and they know you by radio. And then they know about you. They hear me on your program. That is an honor. It's kind of humbling at the same time.
It's very humbling.
And you know, and they listen more than once. You know?
I know. Go figure, you know.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is. But you know what? I'm told all the time we talk about things that nobody else does. And who talks about finances? It's boring, you know. And but anyway, I want to thank everyone. So it is very humbling, especially
really
Butch,
is.
When people tell me they've been listening from day one.
I know.
Like, wow, that's a long time.
That's so humbling.
Thank you.
I had a gentleman, I don't remember his name, I'm sorry I don't, sweet guy. He was driving through Springfield, Missouri, he said about 19 years ago. That's when I first went on the radio. And he said, I was driving down the road and I was depressed. I just about to give up. Didn't know what to do. So I heard you on the radio and you turned my life around. That really about made me cry.
Wow. How nice.
You know, that's exactly why the Lord blessed me through radio broadcast. I know it is. I want to continue as long as I can, but this is such a heartfelt, such a heartwarming statement to hear somebody say, through God, of course, not by myself, but through His grace, I was able to influence His life for the good. That is beautiful. It truly is.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to share that with everybody listening. You know, I was going through the headlines today. Oh, my gosh, the headlines. On and on and on goes. I'm just going to read four or five of them together. Just listen. Now, this is not just here in America, folks. This is worldwide. Heavily armed criminal group ties hostages to getaway cars after laying siege to Brazilian city. Brazen bank raids, at least three dead. Bolsonaro says he will be killed, arrested, or reelected. Israel doubles down on boosters as deadly cases set new record. Switzerland warns of terror attacks on vaccine sites. Greek police use tear gas water cannon during protests. Australia cases hit new record as reporting debate heats up. And I can go on and on and on, Melody. It's everywhere, worldwide. And that's our article that comes off of USA Watchdog. Of course, it's Greg Hunter's website. The Fed keeps printing or the whole thing blows up. How many times have you said that? If they quit printing money, it's going to blow up. I mean, you said that, I know, on this program at least 20, 30 times since I've been with you. But since financial writer, market analyst, and precious metals expert Greg Hemke says the Fed has all but said it was going to delay the so-called taper of easy money policies forever. This is why gold and silver spiked as dollars tanked on Friday. Hemke contends the Chinese 4 months in a row have been net sellers of treasuries. They're not buying them. Well, somebody has got to buy. Congress just announced this week that they came to a deal where they are going to spend $4.1 trillion on what's allegedly called infrastructure. The money has got to come from somewhere. There is this notion that they're just going to raise taxes on rich people. Rich people are just going to change how they spend and do their taxes. Who's going to loan us money? It's not going to be the Chinese or other foreign countries because they don't have confidence in us anymore. So the money is going to come from somewhere. Of course, the Fed's going to keep monetizing the debt, because if they don't, interest rates have got to rise to a point where people are willing to loan money to the U.S. If interest rates go to 3-5%, the whole thing blows up. Hemke points out all we can do is prepare for the time when this finally implodes, because it will. Confidence will eventually collapse. Confidence is like Hemingway's explanation of how he went bankrupt. He was asked, how'd you go broke? He said, at first slowly, and then all at once. Confidence gets chipped away a little bit of time, like what you're seeing in Afghanistan, and then all at once. That is eventually what is going to happen. You got to be using the time to prepare for that. Econ 101 teaches if you are increasing supply of dollars and decreasing the demand, the price falls and our dollar collapses. Inflation spins out of control. Then you have to do all these other things to try to keep interest rates from going up. All the plates start to collapse that Fed head Powell is trying to spin. He's right on the money, Melody. That's very well said. Nobody wants to buy our debt, and if we don't keep printing money to buy our own debt, so to speak, it's going to collapse. It's going to collapse anyway. But it's going to collapse sooner or later, no matter what to do, is it not?
Well, correct. You know, and that's why we have the Fed buying a lot of the debt, because, hey, no, who else wants it? But, you know, and we continue to go into debt. I mean, we're broke. We're bankrupt. I think everybody knows this. And, but they know, and I think most do, they will print and create programs out of thin air to keep the various programs effective, to keep the economy going. And it can't change. It won't change.
It can't change, no.
It can't change. And, you know, I was reading an interesting article. I don't know if it's too lengthy to put in the newsletter, but it was about capitalism and globalism. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, they're talking about how capitalism really only works in a closed society. You know, once you become globalized, it doesn't work. You know, wages become stagnant, and, you know, and that's all part of the explanation of exporting our inflation. You know, and that's everything that has happened. There's no going back. I don't care what you do. You know, Butch, the only thing that could possibly allow us to go back would be a nuclear blast, and that's not going to happen.
We pray not.
Maybe.
We pray not.
Yes. So it can't change. And all the while, we say it's not going to change. We're not going back to what was. We're going to,
no,
we're,
no.
they're create, we're, they, we, we're all creating a new economy just by our buying habits, our, you know, just our standard, everything has created this new economy. It's created our jobs being export. It's created the globalism. That's not going to change. So the only thing is going to change, and their going into debt is all part of the picture. It's all part of it. And they're just going to do it until they ground us into as far into the dirt as they can. And it destroys our standard of living. Our standard of living continues to decrease. We work harder and harder, and we no one gets ahead. Few. And it just is what it is, Butch. It's not going to change.
It is, and you're right. And yeah, we'll get more of this in a minute, but we're starting to see America kind of fall into at least a second-class nation in this world. And we'll discuss that more in a minute, because we haven't seen anything yet. And talking about buying your debt, how long could you and I buy our own debt? How many times could we do that and still stay afloat? They aren't doing it either. They say they are, but all they're doing is digging a hole deeper. They're not going to buy it. That's impossible. But, you know, talking about being broke, though, this next article, no cash or gas to run from Ida. We can't afford to leave. Now, this is a sad story. Robert Owens felt defeated and helpless Sunday as he waited in Louisiana's capital for a landfall of one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to strike the U.S. The 27-year-old spent days anxiously watching long lines of cars evacuating from Baton Rouge, bound for safer locations of the state the Hurricane Ida approached. He had hoped he and his wife, his mother-in-law, roommate, and four pets would be among them. But leaving would have required money for gas and a hotel room, something they didn't have. Out of desperation, Owens went to ACE Cash Express on Saturday and submitted documents for a payday loan. He was denied because he didn't have enough credit history. By Sunday, it was clear they would have they'd be right out the storm at home in his family's duplex apartment. Our bank account is empty. We can't afford to leave. Owen said the majority of people in the low-income neighborhood are in the same predicament. They want to leave to protect family, but have no choice but to stay. Now, Melly, I know, but a lot of people just think this is silly, but you can't afford $50 to tank gas, and you can't afford $100 for the motel room. You're pretty broke, aren't you?
You are.
So that's sad. That's sad. That's how close the people are. I mean, not just him. He said his neighborhood the same way. They're actually that close. They can't come up with $150-$200 to travel with. That's sad.
Well, we're heading into a break right now. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. 1-800-375-4188 is the phone number for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And, yeah, there's all kinds of crazy things going on, isn't there, Butch?
Oh, my. Yeah, there are. And I don't really want to hear it, but I'm going to have to hear what happens finally with this storm in New Orleans. I know it's supposed to hit our area Wednesday with some heavy, heavy rains. Comes up this way and circles around our way. So I'm anxious to see what happens in New Orleans and how bad these people are going to be, how long they're going to be out of commission, so to speak. Because if it's real news, I can't trust news any longer. But if it's real news, some of these places really got hammered really, really hard.
Well, you know what was interesting is, I don't know if it's a coincidence that it was, you know, I don't know the dates and Katrina and so forth. But if my memory serves me, sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't, I can remember the pictures of Katrina from the space station or the satellites. You know, it's always the gray picture. You can see the clouds. And I can remember seeing the eye and seeing, I mean, it was like, just looking at it was frightful. Seeing the same type of picture from Ida, I mean, yes, the eye, and I'm not taking anything away from all the people that are trapped and for all the damage. I'm not taking anything away from that. You know, God bless you and you take care. But this is just an observation. It didn't seem as, I mean, it was big. Don't get me wrong. And the winds were strong. Don't get me wrong. But it didn't seem to be as frightening as Katrina did, if you compared the pictures. I mean, I can just remember Katrina's pictures. I mean, there was such a defined, and it was huge. The eye was huge. But anyway, I don't know if you remember that or.
I remember the pictures. I do. And it was, and that this space that storm took up was, golly, bigger than the state of Louisiana. It was huge. How much ground that thing covered. And you're right. It was very scary. I can remember that. I can. And the eye, and I've always marveled at the eye of a hurricane. How in that eye, everything's totally calm.
Yeah.
The sun can be shining. Everything's totally calm. And then when you think maybe it's past it, the winds hit you from a different direction. There
yeah,
you go.
It's fast. It is interesting. But anyway, what's next?
Well, holy cow, Australian beef prices hit record highs. Food inflation concerns persist. Now, we're going to Australia for a minute. We're going to go back to the U.S., folks, because this is not just here again. This is worldwide. After decades of low inflation and relatively cheap food prices, those days appear over as food inflation soars worldwide. The latest observation that food prices are out of control is in Australia. Australian cattle futures are at a record highs as farm operators hold back livestock from slaughterhouses to rebuild their herds after years of drought forced many cattle operators to cull herds. Supply distribution has resulted in a benchmark Eastern Young Cattle Index soaring to $7.26 a kilogram from the 2020 low. Prices have more than doubled in a year. Now, I'm not going to go through all this, but a surge in prices could mean the nation's beef producers, number two in the world behind Brazil, might lose that spot as exports slump. This means Australia's global importers will go elsewhere for cheaper meat. In the first 6 months, beef exports slumped 24% versus the same period last year. I'm trying to change pages here. Soaring beef prices means exports dropped as global importers look elsewhere for affordable meat. Remind. Now, folks, this undercuts everything in the nation. I mean, if their prices go up, they can't help it. Nobody orders their produce, so it just doubles the whammy, doesn't it? It makes it even harder for them. So, It says, in the States, major producer Tyson Foods Incorporated warned in their latest conference call to investors that higher costs are hitting the firm faster than the company can lift prices, and retail prices are set to rise on September 5th. Almost here. The inflation shock is underway as food inflation is at a record highs, and supermarket prices are expected, now listen to this, rise 10 to 14% by fall. Food inflation becomes such a problem for the working poor and unemployed that the Biden administration has raised food stamp allocations. So it's going to go up 10 to 14% by this fall, which is, what, 2 months away, Melody. 10 to 14% on food costs. If you spend $100, you're going to spend $110 or $114, whatever it is. So that's a hit in the wallet, is it not? And if oil prices go up, then gas prices go up, and heating prices go up. Everything's going to change, folks, but not for the better. Now they're starting to scream Delta strain. Now they got a new strain coming out. Another whole strain of COVID is coming out. It's covering a lot of the world already. This is not over. This is going to increase in proportions like you cannot believe. Maybe I'll let you add what you want to add.
Well, no. I mean, I agree with you. The food prices are going to rise. We have more, you know, there was a story out today. There's a record-breaking 44 container ships that are stuck off the coast of California. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. What are they stuck for?
Yeah. These 44 freight ships are stuck in California's two largest ports. This is the highest number recorded since the beginning of the pandemic. The queue is a result of the labor shortage, COVID-19-related disruptions, and holiday buying surges. The Port of Los Angeles data indicated that the ship's average wait time had increased to 7.6 days. The normal number of container ships at anchor is between 0 and 1. That's how far behind they are, a week. California ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach account for about one-third of U.S. imports. These ports operate as a primary source of imports from China and have experienced heavy congestion. Part of the problem is the ships are double or triple the size of the ships we were seeing 10 or 15 years ago. We need to stop buying things. They take longer to unload. You need more trucks, more trains, more warehouses to put the cargo. And while the container ships are forced to anchor and await berth space, companies importing and exporting goods to and from Asia expect additional shipping delays. So now this all comes during one of the busiest months for the U.S.-China trade relations, as we see retailers buy ahead in anticipation of the U.S. holiday and, of course, China's Golden Week in October. So, I mean, it really is, to give you a real-life example, the kinds of challenges they're seeing. Dedicated charters were recently denied entry into China because a crew member tested positive for COVID, forcing the vessel to return to Indonesia and change the entire crew before continuing. Overall, the voyage was delayed by 2 months. So that's the kind of stuff that is going on. It was also added that a freight forwarded in San Francisco said in a recent transportation webinar, the transit times from Shanghai to Chicago had more than doubled to 73 days from 35. Voyages are now taking 30 days longer than in previous years due to port congestion, container handling delays, and other factors. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff going back and forth. It'd make it a whole lot easier if we just made our own stuff here in the States, you know?
Well, that's a novel idea. What didn't we think of before?
Yeah, how about that?
It is. It's amazing.
Jeez.
And all this because of a COVID strain. My. Largest U.S. food distributor having trouble keeping shelves stocked. Price shock imminent. Now, this is, folks, pay attention. This is for real. One defining feature of the early phases of the COVID pandemic, when public fear was rampant and when few willing to take chances supply chain remained viable, is that for a brief period, U.S. supermarkets resembled those of the USSR circa the late 1980s. Many items were in short supply, and some, they'll be toilet paper, Clorox, and perishables such as milk were out of stock for weeks. Now, I never saw that here. Maybe it was another place, but I didn't see that here. But nonetheless, fast forward to today, when fears about the Delta strain are being fanned by liberal media, the U.S. may be facing a similar shortage of key products, only this time for a very different reason, not a surge in demand, but rather a drop in supply. According to Bloomberg, some of the large U.S. food distributors are reporting difficulty in fulfilling orders as a lack of workers' wage and supply chain. Repeat that now. A lack of workers, folks. A lack of workers. Take distribution giant Sysco, North America's largest wholesale food distributor, which is turning away customers in some areas where demand is exceeding capacity. Worse, food inflation is about to soar. The company said prices for key goods such as chicken, pork, and paper products for takeout packaging are climbing amid tight supplies. In particular, production is slowed for high-demand, labor-intensive cuts like bacon, ribs, wings, and tenders, Sysco said. And if intermediate and final wholesale prices are rising, just wait until they emerge on the consumer side. Now, folks, again, we end up paying it. I promise you, inflation goes down to us. The culprit for the coming price shock, Biden's catastrophic stimmies and universal basic income, which has unleashed havoc on the U.S. job market and led to historic labor shortages. There are certain areas across the country that are more challenged by the labor shortage, and our volume of orders is regularly exceeding our capacity, Sysco Chief Executive Officer Kevin Hornigan said in a letter to clients earlier this month. This has, unfortunately, led to service disruptions for some of our customers. Folks, it's here. It's just taking a little while for the wave to reach us on the bottom, the pay these things. The inflation has not, it has already hit, but the surge is still coming. I hope that you listen to what I'm saying and you prepare them somehow, some way, buy some storable food, doing something where the prices may get out of people's reach, including my reach, Melly. You never know, maybe in your reach. We don't know how high it's going to go. We truly don't. But if you've eaten out any in the last few days, and I have because I'm on a trip, you're going to see that food prices in restaurants are really going up very quickly and very steeply. Have you noticed that?
I have. Absolutely.
Because they're having to pay the waitresses more, of course. But the cost of food is going up on top of that. Again, folks, it comes right back down to you and I. And this article says the world is still short of everything. Get used to it. Mm-hmm. Like most people in the developed world, Kristen Gersdale has long taken for granted her ability to order whatever she needs and then watch the goods arrive without any thought about the factories, container ships, and trucks involved in delivery. Not anymore. At her kitchen supply store in Brookings, South Dakota, Ms. Gersdale has given up stocking face masks, having worried of telling customers that she can only guess when more will come in. She recently received a pot lid she had purchased 8 months earlier. She has grown accustomed to paying surcharges to cover the soaring shipping charges of the goods she buys. She's already placed orders for Christmas items like wreaths and baking pans. It's nuts, she said. It's definitely not getting back to normal. The challenges confronting Miss Gaggio's shop, Carrot Seed Kitchen, are a testament to the breadth and persistence of the chaos rolling the global supply as manufacturers and the shipping industry contend with an unrelenting pandemic. Delays, product shortages, and rising costs continue to bedevil businesses, large and small. And consumers are confronted with the experience once rare in modern times, no stock available and no idea when it will come in. In the face of an enduring shortage of computer chips, Toyota this month announced that it would slice its global production of cars by 40%. Factories around the world are limiting operations despite powerful demand for their wares because they cannot buy metal parts, plastics, and other raw materials. Construction companies are paying more for paint, lumber, and hardware while waiting weeks and sometimes months to receive what they need. In Britain, the National Health Service recently advised that it must delay some blood tests because of the shortage of needed gear. A recent survey by the Confederation of British Industry found the worst shortage of parts in the history of the index, which started in 1977. Folks, this is worldwide, and it's not going to improve. I don't want to cause anybody to get upset and frustrated or anything, but we're trying to tell you this. This is not going to get better. They're getting ready to push another strict COVID shutdown. I promise you folks, it's almost here. It's coming. They're going to shut down things again, including schools and probably businesses. It's coming. It's coming. And if Delta doesn't get it done, the new variant coming out, they just discovered in Africa and South Africa. It's been to the Congo now, Switzerland, New Zealand. It's spread around a brand new one. But the shots won't help. The vaccines won't help. Matter of fact, Fauci said you may have to have as many as five new boosters. Five new boosters. You cannot vaccinate against a virus because viruses mutate. It's like trying to vaccinate against all the different kinds of flus. Folks, it never has worked. It can't work. And all they're going to do is keep pushing this on you for control. Fear and control. Fear and control. And that's all it's going to be, to the point they drive you into a third world nation. Cut the population of the world back to where they wanted, to 500 million. That's their goal, not mine. They said it, I didn't. Whatever it takes, folks, they're going to have their way. Any means they can. So prepare yourselves as best you can for what's coming. Melody, what do you add to that?
I think you pretty much said it all.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, another article says unfinished tractors, pickup trucks pile up as components run short. Supply chain problems cause order backlog, cutting into sales volumes for companies like Cleveland Cliffs, Honeywell, and Illinois Tool Works. Shortage of mechanical parts, commodity materials, and electronic components containing semiconductor chips have been disrupting manufacturing across multiple industries for months. Companies determined to keep the factory open are trying to work around the shortages by producing what they can. At the same time, rising customer demand has cleaned out store shelves, rooms, and distribution centers. As a result, manufacturers are amassing big inventories of unsold or incomplete products such as truck wheels and farm tractors. Companies that are used to filling orders quickly now have bulging backlogs of orders waiting for scarce parts or green lights from customers willing to take deliveries. Folks, this is for real. We've been told again this today alone. I've shared 3-4 articles about this, the shortages coming up and inflation coming up. I don't know what else I can say. Even parts of the country are running out of oxygen supply. That's it. Now, they blame them on COVID cases. Parts of the South are running out of oxygen supply as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue soaring, primarily driven by the swaths of people who remain unvaccinated and a dangerous coronavirus variant that has been tirelessly infecting millions of Americans. Several hospitals in Florida, South Carolina, Texas, and Louisiana are struggling with oxygen scarcity. Some are at risk of having to use their reserve supply or running out of oxygen imminently, according to the state health officials and hospital consultants. So, again, everything from tractor supplies to health needs, they're going to run out of them. Whatever you think is right, do it. But I'm telling you right now, you better be preparing yourself. We are getting close to a big hit. Okay. Still there with me, Ellie?
I am.
Okay. I know it's getting close to break time, but we really, folks, are hitting a hard wall right now. And you're starting to feel it. But you haven't got the full force of it yet, I promise. Not even close. Not even close.
But we are at the break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. There are a lot of things to talk about, Butch, and things are going on. And you've done a great job recapping some of the most important ones. So I'm just going to let you continue.
Yeah, okay. Well, Biden, as a new, I'm just reading it. I'm not making this up, folks. I'm reading it. Still have a hard time understanding how to get by this. Biden's gambling on another death tax to fund his budget goals.
Yeah.
Another death tax? You can't even pay tax when you die now, folks. You can't get out even when you die now. Our nation's job creators have endured an economic calamity unlike anything we've ever seen in modern times. The crushing blow of COVID. In response, President Joe Biden has promised to build back better America's economic growth and prosperity opportunities. But his proposed American Families Plan threatens the very foundations of these opportunities, a foundation that long supported by small businesses across America. Republican and Democratic presidents before Biden offered plans to sustain America's greatness. However, these goals often became lost in the bureaucracy of Washington's partisan fights. The real tension is about who sacrifices and pays for the cost of prosperity. Under Biden's plan, more small business owners will be required to make that sacrifice than you may think. In particular, the president would eliminate the step up in basis from the transfer of appreciated property, effectively imposing a second death tax and increased bureaucracy on families, small businesses, and farms. Americans for Tax Reform say elimination of stepped up basis would impose an automatic capital gains tax at death, separate from and in addition to the death tax. This forced capital gains tax from Biden will hit Americans regardless of whether the assets are sold or kept. Melly, that's just absolutely wrong. That's worse than property tax.
Well, there's always been a death tax.
Yeah, not toward this. It's going to be in addition to the death tax. This is another tax.
Yeah.
It's going to be that much more tax. And when do you say enough is enough? You can't leave your children an inheritance unless you tax off money. That's just so sad.
I could debate both sides. I see both sides. I mean, usually people, when you're looking at, and there were limits, you know, at one point in time, yeah, it did affect just a farm that was $100,000. Yeah, that was wrong, totally wrong. But then you're talking about like the Bezos, you know, you're looking at these billionaire families and so forth. They get a lot of subsidies from governments. They pay no tax. They get all these benefits. So, hey, if you want to put a death tax on them, either eliminate the death tax and they pay tax like the rest of us, eliminate all those little loopholes that they're so fond of finding, and they pay like everybody else pays, or have a death tax, one of the two. You can't get, shouldn't have both.
No.
So, you know, and they do. I mean, it's, so quit the subsidies from governments, get them off the government welfare and so forth, these, you know, big families, these billionaires and so forth. So, yeah, I have no problem if they pay a tax. Most of them already know they have to pay the tax, so they already plan it throughout the livelihood of the one that is normally in charge before it goes on to the next generation. So, I mean, these are all things that are prepaid, so to speak. So, yeah, I don't, you know, now if you create new ones, to where it's going to hurt the guy that makes $100,000 or $500,000 or something like that. Yeah, that's wrong. Property taxes are bad enough. So they don't want you to get ahead. The small guy.
No, no.
Because we have the most power. You know? Well, we thought we did. Not so sure if we do, but we'd like to think we do.
At one time we did, for sure. It used to be that the politicians kind of feared the people. I think anymore they just kind of play us like a bunch of suckers on a fishing pole. I think you're right. And Paulson, you ever heard of John Paulson?
Yeah.
See, his cryptocurrencies will eventually be worthless. And I see his point. John Paulson, the hedge fund billionaire who made a fortune in 2008 when we shortened the housing bubble, said in an interview with Public Sunday that he believes cryptocurrencies will eventually go bust. A 65-year-old told Bloomberg Wealth with David Rubenstein that he wouldn't recommend an investment to anyone. He said there are a cryptocurrency bubble that will eventually prove to be worthless. I would describe them as a limited supply of nothing. I like we said that. I would describe them as a limited supply of nothing, he said. So to the extent there's more demand than the limited supply, the price will go up. But to the extent the demand falls, then the price will go down. There's no intrinsic value to any of the cryptocurrencies except that there's a limited amount. The Bloomberg report pointed out that Paulson is a big believer and buyer of gold despite digital assets outperforming the metal. Digital currencies like Bitcoin have been left largely unregulated by major governments up to this point. Now, that's going to end also. But he's right. He's right in the sense that you're buying nothing. You're buying nothing of intrinsic value. You're buying nothing. You're buying air. And he's right on that. A lot of people made lots of money off these things, off the cryptocurrency so far. They got rich off of them. But they had turned into hard assets, or they wouldn't have anything at all because they're nothing. They're nothing. They're nothing. But you understand
where
else, they're nothing?
Where else in the world can you become wealthy on nothing and have nothing?
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
That shows how easy people, how quickly they grasp at straws. You know, I mean, we're all guilty. We've all done it. Nothing to be ashamed of necessarily, but you're building on nothing. Paulson says he believes in investing in something intangible like gold, and I agree with him. I do agree with him. Now, back to the COVID information. New COVID variant detected in South Africa. Most mutated variant so far. And folks, there is no way to vaccinate against the virus. These vaccinations are not for the virus. Believe me, look it up for yourself. Go online. Look on our website, PastorButch.com. Look under health news and see what these vaccinations really are. Check them out for yourself. The C.1.2 variant, first detected in South Africa, is more mutated compared to the original virus than any other known variant. A new coronavirus variant, C.1.2, has been detected in South Africa and a number of other countries, which concerns that it could be more infectious and evade vaccines, according to a new preprint supply study by South Africa's National Institute for Communicable Diseases and the KwaZulu-Natal Research Innovation and Sequencing Platform. The study is awaiting peer review. Scientists first detected C.1.2 in May 2021, finding that it was descended from C.1, which scientists found surprising as C.1 has last been detected in January. The new variant has mutated substantially compared to C.1 and more mutations away from the original virus detected in Wuhan than any other variant of concern. A variant of interest detected so far worldwide. While first detected in South Africa, C.1.2 has since been found in England, China, the Democratic Republic of Congo, New Zealand, Portugal, and Switzerland. So here's a brand new one. It's mutated several times, apparently, what they're saying, to something totally different, and they're going to try to vaccinate you for it. They can't even find the virus itself that they claim to be COVID-19. How are you going to do that, folks? This is another way of scaring people into getting more and more and more so-called vaccinations that are not vaccinations. Please look on your own for yourself. Just go to the website, PastorBush.com, look in the health news and find out for yourself. Now, McDonald's and other restaurants are considering closing their seating again inside. They're going to close the restaurants down. They're going to drive through only soon. Folks, this is not going away. This is not going away. It is not going to go away. They were about ready to open up the whole, every McDonald's back full, to full-blown business on the Labor Day, which is about a week away. But now they're going to have to, they're talking about closing down the restaurants again because of COVID. Please, people, understand this. And this is not a trial run. This is for real. Recent government attempts to starve, now this is French government attempts to starve out the unvaccinated by blocking their access to grocery stores. Nation on the verge of revolt. Now, folks, you can find this online. You see the video. The incident occurred just a few weeks ago after French President Emmanuel Macron decided to force Chinese virus injection passports on the French people who ever since have been protesting across their land. While many stores and restaurants throughout France are refusing to go along with Macron's fascist scheme, some, including the store depicted in the video, you can watch it below, are attempting to starve out people who refuse to permanently alter DNA with experimental gene therapy chemicals. As you will notice, a line of armed guards was placed just outside the store's entrance to block unvaccinated shoppers from entering. Did you hear that? They were outside, armed guards, to block unvaccinated shoppers from entering. One woman is seen confronting them with screams of protest as they stand back, dead-faced, just doing their jobs. Folks, this is going to come to a little town near you. Delta Airlines is going to force your employees who are not vaccinated to pay a $200 additional fee. I guess towards health insurance. How long will people tolerate this? Delta Airlines will fine employees who refuse to take the COVID-19 vaccine $200 per month, which will be applied towards a company-sponsored health care plan. Let me make this one thing clear, too. The FDA did not approve the vaccine. No matter what you're hearing, the FDA did not approve the vaccine. All the FDA had done was to reinstate it's okay to use on an emergency basis. They did not approve it. They did not approve it. Don't believe that lie. The airline will become the first major U.S. company to levy a penalty for unvaccinated employees, according to Bloomberg. The new policy was outlined in a company memo Wednesday from Chief Executive Officer Ed Bastian, who said 75% of the carried workers already are vaccinated. Increasing cases of coronavirus linked to a very aggressive variant are driving the push for all employees to get the shots, he said. Unvaccinated employees have until November 1st to get the jab, while the company will also mandate weekly testing for anyone not vaccinated by mid-September. Folks, it's a variant. They can't vaccinate against it. They can't vaccinate against variants. This is a con. In Australia, if you get vaccinated, it's not funny, but it is funny. Vaccinate Australians to be granted new freedom. Government sanctioned hour of recreation. This is for real. In a chilling development, Australians in New South Wales, which includes the city of Sydney, are being granted extra freedom if they're fully vaccinated, with residents allowed to leave home for an hour of recreation on top of their exercise hour. So you got 1 hour already, you get shot, you get an extra hour, people. 9 days, Australia reports the Premier Gladys, I can't say the name, said the vaccination milestone of 6 million reached this week would allow for a small renewal in freedoms of residents with a jab. The report added from September 13th, households living in New South Wales government, GLGAs, of concern will be allowed to spend an additional hour of recreation outdoors as long as adults in the household are fully vaccinated. Isn't that so special? And I have here a picture of Fauci saying this. This is only a joke, folks. If you wear two swimsuits, you can pee in the pool this summer. So, hey, I'm not making this stuff up. This is for real. I mean, that's just a joke from Fauci, but it's the same thing. Wearing two masks. Get the shot and go outside and play another hour outside. And Israeli study finds fully vaccinated people are at greater risk of hospitalization. This, again, I'm not making this up. And a new study out of Israel seemingly confirmed that individuals who have natural immunity have better protection against the new Delta variant than people who are fully vaccinated. Go figure. Like we can figure it out already. This is for real, for real, for real. I'm reading it, looking at it, and thinking, how long will people keep buying in this scenario? Melody, I heard somebody say the other day that the underwear says Hanes can stop gas from passing through, I'll start wearing masks.
Okay.
So anyway, I know I got a little carried away there, but this stuff is insane. And it's happening right now. And we don't think it's going to affect your finances? Worldwide, everywhere. If Australians can't go outside, how are they going to go to work? How are they going to produce anything? And if we can't find workers in the United States or anywhere else to manufacture the products, how are you going to get them to the store? Came from
bring them in from outside.
This is unbelievable. Well, the outside places are starting to close up on us even.
I'm talking about workers. Bring them in.
Well, yeah, that's bring them across. They come across more without being vetted. Why not?
Why not?
But I'm just looking at this. All this information is tacked, and I got more. We're a little bit out of time. But this information is so relevant for the day. Relevant, folks. Relevant for the day. Prepare yourself food, water, and some real money in your hands. Do it and do it quickly. Melody, I'll show them that you wrap it up.
Well, I'm going to call 1-800-375-4188 just as soon as we're off the air.
Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you.
And I encourage all of you to give us a call just to talk. And if you have any questions regarding your gold and silver, give us a call. 800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.